Well, just 2 weeks ago, we received a call from a patient who had flu-like symptoms, and they were triaged over the phone, and they obviously had some of those extra symptoms that alert us all. So that person was sent for a COVID swab, which came back within about 24 hours and was positive. And during that same day, we had two other calls. One actually was just to alert us to somebody who'd been tested positive across the border, but had family connections here. And the other person also had the flu symptoms. Now, two of the three may have been connected, but we think the third one wasn't. So it was quite unusual the way it seemed to start. And since that day, when those tests came back and other people developed flu-like symptoms, and also some contacts who were tested were positive, the significant numbers that we're now seeing nationally have appeared. So it was quite dramatic, actually, because we had the April, March, April figures, and then we were always watching out for it and changing our practices and different things. We had a trickle of cases over the summer, but things started to move just about 2 weeks ago. The figures we'd have would be the 60% of them would be between 20 and 40. So they're the socially mobile people who are mixing, people who are working, traveling to work, playing sports. There are some on teenagers. There are some certainly over 40. We've four people who are over 70.